the birthday candle. It was Sharon's 6th birthday. She had a red scarf and a doll, a pair of roller skates, and a big cake with 6 candles on it. It was a white cake with flowers made of blue icing. Sharon's mum lit the candles. "Now, blow them all out," she said. Sharon blew very hard, and 4 candles went out. She took another breath and blew again. One more candle went out. There was one left, shining by itself. It was a very bright candle. Sharon took a deep breath and blew. The flame wobbled, but it did not go out. Sharon blew and blew, but still the candle would not go out. Her mother got cross. "I'll do it." But though she blew and blew, the candle went on shining. Sharon took it to Dad. He blew so hard that the veins stood out on his forehead. But the candle would not go out. He took it into the kitchen and poured water over it. It spluttered hot wax on his fingers. But it did not go out. Now Sharon's dad was cross. He threw the candle out of the window. It bounced on the head of a policeman passing by.
"Hey, who's throwing candles?" shouted the policeman.
"I'm sorry," said Sharon, coming out of the house. "But it won't go out."
"Won't go out? Don't be silly."
He put the candle under his big boot and stamped on it. The flame burned a hole in his sole. The policeman was angry and threw the candle as far as he could. Sharon ran after it. The candle rolled into a shop, and the manager picked it up and blew on it.
"It won't go out," said Sharon.
"Don't worry, I'll soon solve that."
The manager put the candle in a small tin box and shut it up tight.
"Candles need air to burn," he explained.
Then he wrapped up the tin, wrote
"To the Fire Brigade" on the label,
and posted the parcel in the postbox.
"There, that'll fix it," he said.
Just then, the postbox exploded and burst into flames. Letters were scattered around Sharon's feet. In amongst them lay her birthday candle, still shining. She picked it up and sat down to think what to do next. A passing fire engine squealed to a halt. The firemen turned their hoses on the fire. Sharon was soaked to the skin, but the candle still shone.
"How amazing!" exclaimed the firemen.
But Sharon had gone. She was on her way to the sea. She stood on a clifftop, looking out over the cold, wet sea. She threw her candle over the edge. It fell far away, down below, amongst the foaming waves. The sea gathered round the little candle and hurled it high in the air. It landed at Sharon's feet, still burning. She smiled. She did not really want her candle to go out now. She decided to take it home. But as she set off, there was a swirling sound, and a large furry paw rested on her shoulder. Long claws dug into her skin. A huge hound with purple wings was standing behind her.
"Where have you been?" it demanded. "I've been searching for you everywhere."
Who are you?" asked Sharon.
"I'm the trusty hound of the Man in the Moon, and I've come for the star. You should have given it to me hours ago.
The whole universe is waiting. It's not every day a new star is born, you know.
Star? Said Sharon. What star?
Why, that star, of course, barked the moonhound. Don't you know a star when you see one? How it got onto your birthday cake, I don't know.
He seized the candle and flew up into the sky, higher and higher, until Sharon could not see him anymore. But that night, when all the stars came out, there was an extra one in the sky. What happened to that candle that wouldn't go out? Asked Sharon's mum. It's up there, said Sharon, pointing to the bright speck in the sky. Mum shook her head. Silly girl, she murmured. But it was the best birthday present Sharon had ever had. And it is still there now. It just won't go out.